Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/Hempology101. UBC, or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves. Of our lives. It is Friday, the 24th of April, 2015, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building in the Musqueam Territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey Campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we will hear about Dogfight the Musical, with director Chris Lamb and musical director Claire Wyatt. And we'll talk to Some Assembly Theatre's Valerie Methot about a new project from Roundhouse Youth Theatre's action group called Webs We Weave. Plus our usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theatre, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So we'll start off with some music, some local stuff. This is a group that's going to be performing at the Railway Club tomorrow night. It's a big show with Inherent Vices, Poor Baby, Mary, and these folks, including CITR's own music director, Sarah Cordingley. Yes, folks, it's Ace Martins.
I await the sign.
Once again, that's Ace Martins, who will be playing with Inherent Vices and Poor Baby and Mary at the Railway Club tomorrow night. On the phone right now, we have Valerie Methot. Hello, Valerie.
Hello.
Nice to speak to you.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, Valerie, you are the founder, executive, and artistic director of Some Assembly Theatre. But you're also the director, a script weaver, and designer for Webs We Weave, a new play by Roundhouse Theatre Action Group project. So that's quite a lot to deal with in a couple of minutes. let's start out. Tell me a little bit about what Some Assembly Theatre Company is. What you know, why it started, and what it's about.
Sure, it all started in 2002. I came up with an idea to start Roundhouse Youth Theatre Action Group project based on my methodology that I created for my Masters of Fine Arts that I did at UBC in the theatre department. And the thesis used a methodology using theatre to deal with traumatic events and issues. I wrote a play called Treated with Tango, and it was based on a friend of mine who was dealing with AIDS, and the way he coped was actually learning how to tango. And I took that methodology and tailored it for the Roundhouse Youth Theatre Action Group project at the Roundhouse. And the youth were very excited to work on a project where they got to build plays based on issues that were important to them. And they were also very excited to collaborate with professional artists. And each year the project has grown, so that's why I started Some Assembly Theatre Company, because I hired many artists to facilitate the needs of the production, which would grow every year. So I'm now in my 14th year. And so excited to be producing Webs We Weave.
Mm-hmm. And so this sounds basically like an opportunity for youth to come together and create their own theater, their own dramatic presentation, their own art, and a way of dealing with whatever issues are going on with them at the moment.
That's right. In the fall of every year, I do a call out to youth, asking anybody who's interested to be involved in the project to write a monologue based on an issue that concerns them that they want to raise awareness about to the public. Mm-hmm. And in that process, I find connections between the monologues, and I create a script structure to contain all the ideas, and that's how the writing process starts. So the youth provide the content for the play, and all the professional artists who are involved in the project, they're the ones who provide the artistry and work with the art form to contain the ideas.
All right. Now, the show this year is called Webs We Weave. So what's the underlying theme for this year's show?
The underlying theme is the complexity of relationships. And the premise is that it is Elise's 18th birthday party, and it's a Friday night, and she's anxiously waiting for her guests to arrive, but they keep losing themselves and each other in a web of conflict, loss. There's an asexual romance, and while all this is happening, there are three clowns who have been hired by Elise's mom who are trying to get their act together. They have a very absurd signature clown show that they do. And once they get their act together, they finally perform it at this birthday party where the guests finally arrive. And this particular clown show changes the guests' lives forever.
I bet it does. it sounds like quite an event. So let's sort of get to the logistics of it. You're at the Roundhouse Community Center, in Yale Town. It opens next week, Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday the 29th.
Yes.
And what time is that happening?
So Wednesday, April 29th, we have a 1:30 p.m. show. and all of the shows are free admission. We are a charitable arts organization, so we do take donations, mm-hmm. but in order to see the play, it's totally free.
Right.
The next shows are Thursday, April 30th at 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m., and then on Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd, there are 7:30 p.m. shows. And on those two dates, May 1st and May 2nd, starting at 6:30, we have a gala event fundraiser for the charitable arts organization, mm-hmm. where we'll have a silent auction, live music, and an art show.
Wow.
Yes.
You got quite a lot going on there.
Yeah, I do. You should see my office right now. There's papers everywhere.
Well, I hope it's a great success for you. It sounds like a really interesting piece of theater, but and presented in a really creative way.
Thank you. It's been so inspiring and such a joy to work with the youth and the artists. I feel like it's a real gift having this opportunity to work with young people today.
Do you work with the same core group of people every year, or is there a big turnover? And where do the people that have worked with you before, where do they go on to?
Some of the youth work the following year,
mm-hmm.
Those who are able to. The biggest thing we ask of the youth who participate in the project is commitment to the schedule. So we always have youth who want to return to the following year, which is super awesome because they help mentor the new youth.
Yeah.
And what ends up happening is the youth, most of them don't want to leave the project. So I've created another level for youth who are over the age of 18 to return and really hone their skills at different areas of the production. So youth help out with stage management, design, backstage, front of house. Some of them mentor the actors. And some of them mentor the post-show facilitators. We work with audience groups after the show is presented.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have youth who've gone on to Studio 58, Capilano, UBC, SFU, and actually some of them have returned to our theater company and are working with us as professionals.
Wow. So it's a great way to get people, young people interested and involved and get them started on their theater career too. So it sounds
like
it's...
I really appreciate that it all revolves around them using their voice, issues that concern them.
Yeah. Well, you must be very proud with what you've accomplished.
I'm super proud, and I'm so proud of everyone involved. We had an amazing rehearsal last night with 15 invited guests, and I'm super proud of all the actors and writers. They did an amazing job.
Great. Well, thanks very much for taking the time to talk about it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks a lot.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. So that's Valerie Mathot. She is the director and executive artistic director of Some Assembly Theatre. Webs We Weave starts Wednesday, April 29th at 1:30. Two shows on Thursday, and then the big gala happening next Friday at 6:30 at the Roundhouse Theatre. And we've got more exciting stuff coming up just after this. Or this. Oh boy, there you go. Start again.
Well, the province of Alberta, the province of Alberta itself already has it's one of the few Alberta regulatory environments in the country. It has Alberta.
What is an exception?
What I said was actually what I've been saying for some time. Alberta. And what is crazy would be for us to impose costs only on our Alberta. So look, that's what Alberta has done.
J'aurais pu te dire ces mots-là.
The Firehall Arts Center takes on Stephen Harper with Proud. A political satire that will have you rolling in the aisles. Don't miss this sexy, cheeky, and surprising play about what really happens in the back rooms of Canadian politics. On from April 7th to 25th. See firehallartcenter.ca for details.
Sarah's in the tavern,
Man, she likes those creeps. Wears a parka and three sweaters. Says she hates the heat. Sweatshops hit the table. She counts out her cash. Well, the boys, they all call her Miss Queen Mary Trash. Took my guitar to the pawn shop. I drank till 2:30. Sarah, she kept on smiling. She reminded me of you. On the other side of Montreal. I'm down on DeCary Street. Over at the cafe where the losers sit and stare. They're reading Leonard Cohen, but Leonard, man, he's not here. The churches are all empty. Well, there's nothing left to say. You never were a sailor, and I never learned to pray. Took my guitar to the pawn shop. I drank to Sarah, she kept on smiling. She reminded me of you. On the other side of love, where everything turns cheap, it's winter time in Montreal. I'm down on DeCary Street. St. Joe's Hill, repeating all them hurtful words and eating small white pills. Saw a pilgrim climbing on his knees up those long steep stairs. I thought of Sarah weeping in her poverty of care. Took my Sarah, she kept on smiling. She reminded me of you. On the other side of love, where everything turns cheap, it's winter time in Montreal. I'm down on DeCary Street.
So that's Rodney DeCrew, who just released a new CD and is rapidly becoming a friend of the show. And in the studio right now, I've got Chris Lamb and Claire Wyatt.
Hi.
Hi. And you guys are the director and musical director for Dogfight the Musical.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So I'm just going to move your mic forward a little bit.
All
right. There we go. Yeah. There we are. tell me all about it. Where is it? When is it? Who's in it? What's it about?
Well, we open next week.
Yeah.
All right, April 29th to May 3rd, and we're at the CBC Studios, 700, right across from the Central Library.
Yeah, 700 Hamilton Street.
Yeah,
Hamilton,
that's right.
In Georgia, downtown. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm always confused, because is that a studio that used to be used by CBC for radio or television, and now it's just open to the public, or is it a new building that they've... Because I know they've been doing a lot of construction there.
I believe it used to be a cafeteria.
Ah, okay.
And then they just happened to turn it into a performance space.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a little bit strange. That's what I've heard, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me a little bit about what is Dogfight the Musical?
Dogfight the Musical is based on a film from 1991 that starred River Phoenix and Lily Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, it's the basic premise is three Marines, before they're drafted off to Vietnam, they basically go out on the night, sort of like a night out on the town, you know, and they engage in what is called a dogfight, mm-hmm. which is this sort of ritual where everyone throws money into the pot, and they basically have to bring the quote-unquote ugliest date to the party.
Yeah, yeah. The challenge is to bring the least attractive woman you can find to the party.
Yeah.
Which is, like, horribly humiliating for the women involved.
It is. Oh, absolutely. And the Marine that succeeds in doing so wins all of this money that they've all put in. Mm-hmm. So high stakes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the twist in the film is that the Marine who sort of the lead character, he comes to actually become attracted to the woman that he picks.
Yeah, I would say that at some point I think he starts to atone for what he does, and eventually they sort of develop a kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if he's attracted to her. I guess per se she probably
attracted wasn't quite the right word, but like he kind of realizes what he's actually doing.
Sure, and I think they basically have some kind of substantial connection.
Mm-hmm.
There
are definite feelings there.
Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely.
So how long is when was it made into a musical?
2012.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's very
and,
new.
Yeah. Yeah, and it started off Broadway,
mm-hmm.
As part of Second Stage Theater,
yeah.
And they had a very limited run as well, and and then from that point on, it just has a bit of a kind of like a cult following, or
yeah.
at least the music. Everyone seems to know of the music, or, you know, so. Has a bit of a life outside of its original production. Plus, it's a fairly new score from Pasek and Paul.
Yeah.
So, I feel their writing has definitely matured since their first outing, which was Edges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that they wrote as sophomores when they were going to college.
So yeah, and that just played here recently too, didn't
it?
Edges?
Did, yeah, in April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I kept seeing their name coming up on the show. There was another Pasek and Paul show that was here not too long ago, too.
Oh, it's
yeah,
strange.
James and the Giant Peach.
That was it, yeah.
And they're doing A Christmas Story coming mm-hmm. up.
Yeah, Arts Club is doing
season.
That.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of Pasek and Paul happening right now.
That's right.
So ride that wave.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about who's in the cast.
The two leads, Katie Perch is starring as Rose, and Riley Qualtieri is starring as Eddie Birdlace.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're both fabulous.
Yeah.
It's a very
I don't recognize the names. Are they fairly new, or are they just are they?
Katie is a graduate of the musical theater program at Capilano,
uh-huh.
so she's been around.
Yeah.
Riley is originally from Alberta. He's been in Vancouver for a little over 2 years mm-hmm. now.
Yeah, I think like he's like really new, you know.
Yeah.
Especially in this community, and you know, he's definitely making a huge dent so far. You know, this cast also consists of a lot of different. They come from different disciplines. Like, there's some people who come from the musical theater background. Some people come from improv,
uh-huh.
and then there's some people who have been classically trained at Studio 58, and so it's a whole variety of different backgrounds.
Yeah.
So it's very rich in terms of the casting, and they're all very talented, and they're bringing so much to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. So what's been sort of the biggest challenge of getting all those different disciplines together?
For the most part, I think they do have a common theatrical language in terms of how everyone's sort of working together.
Right.
Primarily because it's still it's still straight drama and everything like that, so it's all sort of text based and then of course because they had to sing the score, you know, in most cases for doing musicals, you have to learn the music and beforehand, and then we kind of look at the actual dialogue.
Yeah.
From my point of view as musical director, one of the biggest challenges of having a lot of people who aren't, you know, typically musical theater actors was just the challenge of the score, because it's a huge thing. Very high parts, especially for the men. Luckily, all the guys we've got in this cast have incredible voices.
Good.
Yeah, I think that's really the most interesting part, is that I knew that this score was quite demanding and quite challenging, and the fact that every single cast member has, I guess, I'm hoping that they've been challenged, but it's for their benefit. Like, they've been pushed, and it's just making, you know, a much more richer experience for them.
Right.
And I've definitely seen, like, a huge leap from the first read to our last rehearsal. So yeah. it's quite amazing, the progress.
Yeah, every single person working on the show is, like, they're working so hard, putting in so much effort. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy to be there.
Yeah, I mean, that's for me, that's part of the joy of the process, is just, you know, starting fresh with, sometimes with a group of complete strangers, and over the rehearsal, the very short rehearsal time, coming together and bringing something that that the audience can enjoy. It's it's a magical thing in itself.
Yeah.
So you open next week.
We do Wednesday, April 29th, 8 p.m.
Okay, and how long does it run till?
Until May 3rd. So we've got those five evening shows.
Yeah,
there. We've also got matinees on the Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. So that's April 29th, 30th, and May 3rd.
All right.
That's right.
Yeah. And are you on Facebook?
We do have a Facebook event page. Mm-hmm. We also are on the Awkward Stage Productions website.
Ah, okay.
We're also adding some talkbacks at the end of our matinees, and I think that might be really cool for the audience to stick around, because of the content in the play. I think it might be, there's probably a lot
provoke some discussion. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Lots of discussion.
Yeah. Right.
And the matinees, we do have a special pricing for them. They're a little bit cheaper.
Yes.
We do also encourage people to buy tickets online at Brown Paper Tickets, because it is cheaper if you buy ahead of time.
All right. Great. So it's Dogfight the Musical. Claire White, Chris Lum, thanks very much for coming in. Hope you have a terrific week.
Thanks.
You survive your tech, and that you you have full houses for all five shows. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Yeah.
If with guns and bombs and war you shoot up your mind, the truth behind your faith I find a little tricky to find. And if you think that your theology's in the way for them and me, well, you must learn to no turn but for the love of all kinds. And you with your critical eye who try to condemn my mind, well, you will find that it can grind your heart hate down to bone. And you will learn that I can turn your heart hate into stone. While you still hold that book above those bombs and expect peace from the fire, and you still throw your pennies at poor people's prayers and say that they vote in your favor. No, 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 no. Spoke to me about a love in the sky and a new world order. The fate of hate to die and jobby will and we'll all get high. So I got a lot of love in me. For shape, for hate, for weight, for thee, for life in the sky and the deep blue sea. For it, for that, for them, for those, the place I stay and the places I go. And it don't matter what they say, my baby. It don't matter what they do, my girl. And it don't matter who they are, my baby. It only matters that you decide who be you. It only matters that you decide who be you. It only matters that you decide who be you. We'll be right back. off that madness that'll attempt to bring you down. Well, they may try, but don't let die that what love's within. And in our never-ending ologies, I pray that we may find one love for all life, all the rest of time. Cause I ain't waiting for grace to come knocking, and I ain't waiting for hate to run away. Yeah, I ain't waiting for that first off the second comments. Cause you got to be the change that you want to see. You got to be the change that you want to see. You got to be the change that you want to see. Thank you.
no one comes a-messin', then better count their blessing if they cross you. Confidence, 'cause Rudy's have a swagger, then sharper than a dagger, 'cause they're so rude. The youth have gone astray, the sins won't go away. Pork pie hats, boots, pinstripe suits and shades. Yeah. Rudy's, 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 Rudy's don't care. Rudy's, 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 Rudy's don't care. They lootin', shootin', disputin', mama beware.
Red City Riot, and they are going to be at the Fairview Pub tonight on West Broadway and the Hospital District. So be quiet because it's a hospital district. They're playing with Bone Daddies and the Surfragettes. That's good, Surfragettes, at the Fairview tonight. We also heard from Mac DeMarco, who's playing at the Vogue tonight. That show is sold out. So at least we got to hear them on the radio. I will tell you about some other stuff that's happened around town in just a minute.
Hey, CITR listeners. Thank you again for your continuing support. Because of your generous donations and assistance, CITR rose over $42,000 for our annual fund drive. We'd also like to give thanks to our many sponsors. These sponsors donated a substantial amount to CITR's fund drive through prizes which have found their way into the hands of our listeners. CITR thanks Live Nation, Blueprint Events, Vancouver Folk Music Festival, Sub Pop Records, Random House, Rogue Folk Club, Sled Island, Future Noise Limited, Mute Records, Herschel Supply Company, Timber Concerts, and all those who gave their generous support. CITR thanks you. Thank you.
Beppy Crispin presents
difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Crispin weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
So I had these my theater and show listings all nicely laid out, and then I deleted it before I got to use it. So I'm going by the events page on my Facebook account right now. Let's hope that I clicked everything I wanted to talk about. At Performance Works on Granville Island, Blasted by Sarah Kane closes tomorrow night. That is an interesting, disturbing, and thought-provoking play featuring friend of the show Michael Kopsa. We've also got Foreign Radical, which is a interactive event going on at the Kulch last 2 days, today and tomorrow. That's where the audience is separated into small groups, and you kind of go on an a interactive journey I forgot what it was, so I'm not going to guess. Look it up. Foreign Radical. It's definitely worth checking out. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. It's a fateful meeting of Les Femmes Fatales, Leaping Thespians theater company at the Havana Theater. That has a couple of nights left on that, April 24th and 25th. Then we've got Theater Terrific's I Love Mondays at Studio 1398 on Granville Island, also closing this weekend. And we've got, what else have we got? Oh, Spectral Theater's Late Night Double Feature. It's the last Friday of the month. And they are doing, they're doing quite an event this weekend. It's called, let me see here, Bad Moon Rising by Desmond Hussey, alongside another new script called Vulvania, She Queen of the Desert Women, of the Devil Women, by Simon Hussey. And that's all your favorite pals from Spectral Theater doing their live radio program at Slickety Jim's, or Skinny Fat Jack's, actually the back door of Slickety Jim's on Main and 19th. See, I'm just trying to wing it here as I go through the Facebook page. Weird Al Karaoke, that's another one going on tonight, also in the Main Street area at Little Mountain Gallery at 26th and Main. Some of your favorite musicians and comedians getting together and doing Weird Al Yankovic style parodies of popular songs. At the Rio Theater, you've got Blade Runner, Ridley Scott's final cut going on tonight. And then tomorrow night, it's the Back to the Future trilogy, all three Back to the Future films going on at the Rio Theater tomorrow night. The midnight show at the Rio, I don't have it there in front of me, but it's always worth checking out as well. Bite of the Underground, we talked about that last week, and wouldn't you know it, they're all sold out. I think they have like five tickets left, so if you sign on to New World Theater's page and go on to the buy tickets, you might get one or two of those left. That's going to be a lot of fun going on tomorrow night. And Monday night at the Railway Club, it's the last Monday of the month, and it's Jeff Gladstone's and the Bad Ideas doing the Best of the Bad Ideas Cabaret. And then next week, Fighting Chance Productions has a new musical called Into the Woods. I'm sure you're familiar with it, with the Meryl Streep movie out now. And that's happening at the, is it at Jericho? No, it's at, my goodness, get it together, Dave. Here we go. Anyway, look it up. Fighting Chance Productions doing Into the Woods opening next week. And that's all I got. So there's enough for you to check out. And next week I'll remember to write it down properly there for you. So, and one more thing. The movie that we talked about last week, Songs She Wrote About People She Knows. They're having their big release going on this weekend. It's the featured film on the First Weekend's Club. It's going to be playing at the Van City Theater this weekend. There's a special musical performance going on tomorrow. Wednesday night's is going to be a collaboration with Women in Film in Vancouver. And there'll be lots of special guests and question and answer and that kind of stuff. And so that's all happening this weekend at the Van City Theater. And we played a song from it last week. We're going to play another one for you right now. This is Arabella Bushnell and Mother, You Ruined My Life from the soundtrack of Songs She Wrote About People She Knows.
Say I can't be mad at you anymore, but I just came to say I'm mad at you, even though you don't know what I'm mad at you for. Mother, tried to tell me to take responsibility, but you never took any responsibility for the way you screwed up my life.
How much more fun do you want to have? That's what I want to know. Now let's take a look at the call board featuring auditions, calls for crews, musicians, other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. If you have a notice that you would like read on the air, share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. Attention, emerging artist producers with at least 3 years' experience. New World Theatre is currently seeking a resident producer. It's an opportunity to work with New World for 1 year. You get mentorship and support in the development of your work, and New World Associate produces one of your shows. It's a part-time position, about 15 hours per week for a whole year from July 2015 till the end of June 2016. Details at newworldtheatre.com. Rumble Theatre is holding auditions for their next production, Cock, by Mike Bartlett, directed by Stephen Drover. It will be running, the contract runs from September 5th to November 7th. This play is the winner of the 2010 Laurence Olivier Award, and it brilliantly questions the dual nature of sexuality and the complexities of love in the modern world. The auditions are Saturday, May the 9th, and your deadline to submit is April 30th at rumble.org. For you dancers out there, Go Ballet's Nutcracker is having open auditions on Sunday, May the 3rd for their production of Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker that happens in December. The auditions are at Go Ballet's Center at 2345 Main. Students and dancers from ages 6 to adults from across the province are invited to participate. Fighting Chance Productions. Musical director Claire Wyatt, who was here with us earlier this hour. They are doing Jesus Christ Superstar by Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, and that's going to be at the Waterfront Theater in August. Their auditions are on the 9th of May, and they are looking for performers ages 18 to 35. You can email headshot and resume to auditions@fightingchanceproductions.ca. Now, what have we got here? This is Regent. No, this isn't Regent College. I lost the name of the production company, but someone's doing Abattoir Morning by Ian Kent, and Ian is also directing. It will be produced at the Havana Theater in September, and the auditions are May 13th, 14th, and 16th at Regent College here at UBC. And they're looking for female leads, two of them, ages 25 to 40, and two male supporting characters, one 25, 35, and the other 55 to 65. And then we've got Razzle Dazzle Productions doing Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular at in Nanaimo and Courtney, and that's happening November and December. And they are doing their singing dancing auditions in June, and you can email your resume and photo to razzledazzleproductions@gmail.com. Then we've got Geekenders. Oh, yes, I wanted to mention this. Our good friends, the great burlesque group Geekenders, body positive, gender inclusive, and super friendly, doing shows that parody pop culture and entertain thousands of people every year in Vancouver. And they're holding their general auditions on Sunday, April 26th at Bohemia Gallery at 16th and Main. And you can check out their link on Facebook. One more. Let's see. The Dusty Flowerpot Cabaret at 4th and Main doing Scarlet Queen of Mercy by Kat Singledane. And that will be running in May at the Russian Hall in Strathcona, looking for males in their 20s and 40s. Must be strong singer, partner dancer, good with improvs and accents. And you can send a contact, send their headshot and vocal audition. Send headshot, vocal, and acting demos. They will contact you to set up the time. Details for this and for all auditions in the Greater Vancouver area are usually found at either Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca or vancouveractorsguide.com. Okay, we've got time for one more tune. Let's hear from Still Creek Murder.
kind of man you think I am. All shot to pieces, and I might seem half decent at times, but as it stands, I'm damn sick. I try to take the darker parts of me and throw them far away. You want to be thrust deep into my yesterday. Well, if one of these pretty faces
That's our show. Thanks a lot for spending your lunch hour with us. Special shout out this week goes to CITR alumnus Paula Rempel-Spur of the Paula Takes Liberties show. She won herself tickets to see songs she wrote about people she knows by writing a song about people she knows. And as I said, it's at the Van City Cinema this weekend. Go and see it. And again, shout out to director Chris Elkstrand, who took the Best New Director Award at the Nashville Film Festival this week. So congratulations, Chris. Eleanor and Erica are next with Femme Concept, and later it's Napkin Boy with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents at 3:30. Dave Radio returns next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.
Remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Gahuya, Talit, Sin, Homasquim, Mustail.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Good afternoon. You are listening to CITR 101.9.